Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players to talk about their annual Christmas show this weekend, Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
Oh, busy, but doing fabulous.
I'll bet you're busy. Man, a full weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we'll start off with Friday and Saturday night. The 11th Annual Community Christmas Show is being presented once again.
Absolutely. As you just said, began 11 years ago, and
wow,
we're still rolling along, and we're loving every minute of it. It's a big undertaking every year, but it's full of a lot of love and fun.
That's right. Well, let's talk about what's going to be happening during those two nights. Tell us about the show.
Well, of course, as with every year, our Shoreline Players Youth Drama Association, the Spider Group, our kids, mm-hmm, will be featured in the show, and mm-hmm, they are doing a play called The Evening News Hour.
Oh.
And it's the story of the Nativity, but with a little bit of a modern twist.
Ah.
So it's kind of fun, and we've got a real big group of kids this year. We have 31 kids performing and two kids who are part of our technical crew.
Neat.
Doing lights and sound. So it's a great group, and they've been busy.
All right. Well, that's a great start. What else is going on?
Well, as always, part of our tradition of the show, J.D. Hawk will be back as our master of ceremonies.
Nice.
And we will have several local folks performing, singing, and music. We have Elizabeth Aldrich, Tim Curtis, Marta Hill, Aaron Nelson, Angelie Nelson, Natalie Nelson, and Alyssa Ratajczak, who will all be singing and performing for you. We have the Shoreline Jazz Band featuring Linda Ramsdell will be performing. And we have a reading by Robert Diener.
Wow.
And it's just a whole lot of holiday spirit and fun and not to be missed.
And, of course, if I remember correct, a big light display, too. You guys have a great light show that's a part of this.
We do kind of close it down with that, don't
yeah,
we? Yes.
Kind of.
We've been furiously decorating, let me tell you. There are Christmas trees covered in lights, every color you can imagine, purple, pink, gold, green, red, you know it. I believe at last count we had approximately, 19-20 Christmas trees up
wow,
there, a fireplace, literally thousands of lights. And as always, we have our featured Christmas tree, referred to as the Rockin' Tree. And the Rockin' Tree itself has 1,000 lights on that tree, just on that one tree. So we have been busy little elves out there at the theater.
And all this work, and you know what? There's no charge for folks to come to this concert.
There is not. This is a our way of saying thank you,
yeah,
to the community and all the folks who support us throughout the year. The kids take up a goodwill offering to help support the youth program. But, other than that, you walk through that door, you get in the holiday spirit. We're thrilled to know that this has become a holiday tradition,
yeah,
for a lot of folks in our community to come to the show. We get a lot of requests, when is the Christmas show,
right,
when is the Christmas show? And we're really excited that it's become an important part of everybody's holiday season.
Boy, no doubt. That's Friday and Saturday nights at 7 p.m. there at the theater. But then on Sunday afternoon, another labor of love for you guys.
Well, you decorate the house that much. You want to share it as much as you can. So on Sunday, we will be featuring our Special Olympics talent show.
Yeah.
And that's at 4 o'clock. And we invite, again, everybody to come out. There's no charge for this show either. It's a feel-good, fun day.
Sure.
JD comes back, and he's our master of ceremonies. It always features the light show, so if you didn't get enough of it the first time you saw it, or if the second time you saw it, if you come to both of our Christmas shows, come back and cheer these folks on, because you will see a variety of talent.
Yeah.
There's often singing, there's some poetry, there's sometimes folks are playing instruments, and it's a fun, heartwarming day. And again, there's no cost to come out and do it, and the audience is growing every year, and
yes,
we're thrilled about that. We're thrilled that so many people are coming out and supporting these performers on Sunday at 4
yeah,
o'clock. And again, you can't beat the decorations, I promise.
I know. You guys have put a lot of work into it all week long. Shoreline Players presenting their 11th Annual Community Christmas Show. That's Friday and Saturday nights at 7 p.m. And then they've got the Special Olympics Talent Show Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. And Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players, always a pleasure to have you on Michigan Sunrise Side today.